Praise God. Tonight, as we continue our study on deliverance, we're going to Psalms 37. So let's go here as we build a foundation for tonight. Verse number 39 says, "But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from all the wicked and save them because they trust in him." As we continue our study on deliverance, our thought is to deliver. And we're using an acrostic for deliver. And last week we looked at to decide. To decide. We used the scripture in Joel 3:14 where it said, "Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. The Lord is near in the valley of decision." And we looked at the 3 points we used was to choose, to charter our steps that brings about the change. Amen. And tonight we're going to look at the E is to exercise, to exercise. And we're looking in 1 Timothy chapter 4. For our text tonight, verse number 6, he says, "If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and wise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come." And that's where we're focusing our attention tonight is where he says, bodily exercise profiteth a little, but godliness profiteth unto all things, and where we have the promise of the life that is now and is to come. Amen. So we're looking at this tonight. One of the things the Lord is saying to us in his word, he's not saying that exercise isn't good for you. Hello? Amen. But it's not profiting you for eternity. Amen. It's profiting you little because it's helping your body. It's helping your health. But that your eternal state is far more valuable than your temporary state. Amen. So the first thing we're going to look at tonight in our text this evening is the prophet. He says, bodily exercise profiteth a little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. So first we're going to look at the prophet. And what the Lord was speaking to me about is the harvest. What we're sowing here, the prophet in the harvest, we're sowing the word of God. Amen. And that's what we're building this on God's word. So with that in mind, in Isaiah chapter 3, verse number 10, the word of God says, "Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." You know, one of my favorite scriptures is Hosea 10:12, which says, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up the fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon you." And what he was speaking to me about is to put the word to practice in our lives. Amen. Amen? We're to practice what we preach, and we're to preach what we practice. Amen. How many know that practice makes perfect? And we're being perfected in Christ Jesus because we're putting the word to practice. We're exercising it. Amen. Secondly, we find that the handiwork, that you're God's handiwork, is my thought. And Isaiah 65, verse number 22, we're talking about the harvest because we're God's handiwork. He says, In verse 22, they shall not build and another inhabit, and they shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Amen. One of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about is man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And I saw this this video this week on Facebook. I don't know if anybody else saw it. There was a farmer, he was out in the field, and there was this big, humongous tree that a thunderstorm had blown over. The leaves were all green. The tree, the bark looked great. And it was a tree that had been there all of his life. He was an older man, and that tree had been there his entire life, but he didn't understand why that tree blew over. But then he walked to the base of the tree, and it was laying down, and the center of the tree was hollow. It looked really good on the outside, but it was dead on the inside. And that's why God says, man looks on the outward appearance. It may look good on the outside, but God, he's looking upon the heart. And he wants you to understand that we're going to harvest what we sow, and we're God's handiwork. Amen? And thirdly, he spoke to me about where the holding on. The holding I have here is to hold on to what the Lord has given you. And Titus chapter 3. Verse number 8. The word of God says, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto man. So what does he say in verse? He is saying, hey, first to us tonight, he said, hey, bodily exercise profiteth a little, but godliness profiteth in all things. Amen. While we have the promise of life now. Amen. And the promise is what I want to look at. Second, as the promises of God, God promises to protect us. Amen. In Exodus chapter 23, verse number 22. The word of God says, but if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries. Amen. Amen. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Amen. So not only is he going to protect you and I, he's going to prolong our life. Amen. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 40, the word of God says this. He says, thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with the children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever. You know, this only comes by allowing the Lord and his word to penetrate our hearts. Amen. Just like that tree, it looked good on the outside, but inside was dead. Jesus said this in John chapter 14. Verse number 23. He says, Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode in him. So what God wants you to understand, you just don't have the Holy Spirit alone. You just don't have Jesus and the Holy Spirit alone. But you have the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost living within you. All three in one. So what he is saying to us tonight, the promise is that he will protect us, that he will prolong our lives if we allow him to penetrate our hearts and lives, if we allow his word to be manifested in us. You know, his word is the answer to every problem, every circumstance, every situation we're facing. We tried to do it in our own strength, in our own power, in our own understanding, and we fail time and time and time again. And then we don't understand, how could that happen again? How could that happen again? But God says we got to change the way we think, we got to change the way we speak, and then we'll change the way that we act. The way we respond is according to the word of God. When I'm battling the adversary, he doesn't understand my words and he doesn't bow to my words, but he bows to every word of God. Amen? And it's his word that we speak. You know, sometimes we just need to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Amen? You know, the Bible says, in everything give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Maybe sometimes when the battle comes, if we would just turn around and start giving God praise and glory for the battle. Not for the answer, but for the battle. Because God would never allow more on me than I could bear, and he always gives me a way to escape. So in other words, if I would change my mind and thinking, and I would go ahead and give him thanks and praise for the victory before I see it, all of a sudden the devil can't stand that. Amen. He ain't going to stay in that territory. He ain't going to stay in the territory of praise. He ain't going to stay in the territory of thanksgiving. He's going to stay in the territory of complaining and bickering and arguing and dispute. He loves those things, and he comes in and takes his dwelling with those things. Amen? So when we hear the word, and everything give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us, all of a sudden, man, we're going to look at it a different way. Lord, thank you for this battle. All right? Seemed large. He said it would never be bigger than I could handle. He thinks more of me than I think of myself sometimes. Come on. Is that just you? Or is that just me? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Sometimes I got to build up myself. You know, he says, build up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I mean, sometimes we just got to build ourselves up. Amen. Hey, he said, bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable in all things, having the profits of life now. Amen. In other words, I'm going to exercise my faith.
That's right.
Amen. You know, he says in Philippians chapter 2, 12, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. That's what I'm exercising. I'm working out my salvation. I'm doing a salvation exercise. Come on. Can we do some calisthenics in the place? Amen. Can we do some push-ups instead of just pushing up to the table? Hallelujah. We all know how to push up to the table, right? Some of us need to push up the table more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not picking on anybody here. Don't let the devil steal your joy.
That's right.
Amen. When he steals your joy, he affects everyone around you.
Yes.
Amen. So we have, what are you saying to us tonight? We have, where was I? We have he sent his word to protect us, to prolong our days, to penetrate our hearts. And then we have the prize. He says, well, bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable in all things, having the promise of life now and that which is to come. So now we have not only the life now, but we have eternity to look at. The prize is eternal life.
Yeah.
Amen? And Luke chapter 18... verse number 29, Jesus said this. He said, verily, I say unto you, there is no man that have left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake who shall not receive manifold more in this present time, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Now, God didn't tell you to split up with your loved one, but you're not going to let your loved one separate you from Christ. Amen. Who could separate me from the love of God? Amen? Come on. We just sang that song, He Really Loves Us. He really loves us, man. No matter where I've been, no matter what I've done, His love just keeps pouring out. Amen? Makes me cry sometimes. Me and Timmy are big crybabies. Hallelujah. We'll take that back. We're not babies. We're babes in Christ that grew up to be dads. We're grown-ups. We're crying grown-ups. Even though sometimes we don't act like we're grown up. I guess we'll just say we're crying people. Better watch what I say. Amen. You know what it takes, church? It takes childlike faith.
That's right. Amen.
You know, your children, your little children, will trust anything that you say. And whatever you say, they believe and they'll do until they grow a little bit older. And then they think they know more than you do. Anybody facing that with their children? All of a sudden, they grew up, and all of a sudden, they knew everything. Amen. So he's saying to us, also, we're to be looking. To be looking. I'm always looking on the harvest field. In John chapter 4, I want to say something tonight. On verse number 35. It says, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto eternal life, life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And what the Lord was speaking to my heart about, one of the things that we're here on Wednesday nights, and where the Lord's taking us, we're going to go through this delivery that God's going to deliver us from something. He said He's going to deliver everybody from something. Amen. And I trust Him at His word. Amen. But we're getting ready to stop. The Lord was reminding me about we are God's hands extended to the community. So what this ministry is about on Wednesday nights is we're going to be looking for ways to reach out to the community. Amen? And we have a team of here that will help to reach the community. Amen? Amen? This is God's hands extended to the community. Amen? From Full Circle Church. Amen? And guess what? We have a community that needs Jesus.
That's right.
Amen? And whatever ways we do it, God's going to give us strategic ways to reach, and we're going to lead many people to Jesus. Amen? Jesus said, all souls are mine. Amen? We're going to go back and take some that the enemy has stolen. Amen? So he speaks also about we're not only looking, but the labor. And he wants to remind us in Galatians chapter 6, verse number 8. He says, for he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them of the household of faith. I have to get something in my mouth. I got a tickle. I must have got loud somewhere. I can't believe that a soft-spoken man like myself. What the Lord is saying to us tonight, Simply this. Bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, with the promise of life now and the life that is yet to come. Amen. And to me, that turns into my praise. You know, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 15, he says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise of God, praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now, we had a Bible study that was laid out tonight. What? The Lord wants us to profit by his promises. We get the prize because we're praisers. But the Holy Spirit said, in everything give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And what the Lord is saying to us, if you get anything, that's what the Holy Spirit wants to impart into us tonight. That no matter what you're facing, no matter what's come your way, no matter what battle has come that you're facing today, God says in everything, give them thanks. Go ahead and start giving them praise for the battle. Go ahead and start giving them glory for the battle. Start giving them thanksgiving from your heart. Just tell them how thankful you are, Father God, that you counted me worthy to fight this battle, Father God. But you said to me, Lord, that I would never do it alone, that you would never leave me nor forsake me, that you would be as close as the call of your name. So, Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory. I glorify, I magnify, I exalt your name. I exalt your name over every other name, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Every time you start giving God thanks in the midst of a battle, it confuses the adversary. Instead of the adversary confusing us. Because where there's confusion, there's every evil work. I'd rather he be confused than me. So, Father, I thank you for every man, woman, and child in this room. I thank you for the call of God that's irrevocable. It does not change. I thank you for the plans that you have for each and every one, plans for good and not for evil, plans to give them hope and an expected end. So no matter what they're facing, no matter what they're looking towards, Father God, may they see the victory. May they see that they're more than conquerors through Christ that gives them strength and that no weapon that's formed against them will prosper. So, Father, I praise you and give you glory for all that you're doing. You're sowing this seed, one, for us to decide. Two, you're saying for us to put to practice or to exercise your word. And you give us a word tonight and everything to give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. We need to exercise that and put it to practice every day, every moment in our hearts and lives, Father God, and victory will come our way. So, Lord, we praise you for all you've done, all you're doing, and everything you're going to do. And we'll never cease to give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.